On the live line with us, as he is every Wednesday at this time, Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. I didn't have the kind of evening you did last night. So,
you mean you didn't stay up and watch the live feed of the council meeting?
No, I meant to, and then I forgot about the Giants that I had recorded on my DVR, so I had to watch that instead. But, of course, we paid attention to what was going on in the city council meeting, and let's start at the top. The housing bond, and there is great support for it moving forward. And talk to us about what the council decided to put on the ballot in November.
Yeah, so as we had talked about last week, Pat, we have already determined as a council unanimously to place a housing bond on the ballot, asking folks to step up to help us to create affordable housing throughout our community. Obviously, it was a big issue before the fire. It's become even more so. What we did last night was we discussed additional provisions, not just on some of the labor issues that came up surrounding the bond, but also on what the bond actually would mean for our community. What we ultimately settled on was 80% of the funding for the bond, 75% of the funding for the bond will go towards housing that supports folks who make 80% of the area median income or below. So really helpful dollars for affordable units in Sonoma County, but in Santa Rosa, in our downtown PDA specifically. The additional 25% of the bond will go towards assisting folks to get into home ownership if they are between the 80% of area median income and 120% of area median income, really helping people move up into the middle class. Where a lot
That's
of the controversy surrounded last night was whether or not we utilize what's called prevailing wage on the bond, making sure that folks who are hired to do the jobs that the bond is helping to produce housing for can actually make a decent wage to be able to live in Santa Rosa. That part of it did go through.
Yeah, and so there, this is the part that I'm a little unclear, and I'm hoping you can help me understand, Chris, about the labor groups who are hoping for, you know, one sort of fraction difference in terms of who gets what as far as labor groups go. But you're talking about union jobs, right?
Well, so with prevailing wage, it's across the board. It doesn't specify one or the other, but it does lift everybody up. Where the controversy last night really came in was around what's called a skilled and trained workforce requirement. So what was being proposed was that 30% of the jobs created by the bond had to have a skilled and trained component to it. Where it becomes controversial, or where it becomes an us versus them, as opposed to the collaborative nature of what everybody was trying to do, is that when it comes to certified training programs, 99.3% of all of the training that's done in the state on a skilled workforce comes from union shops. And so there was a discussion about the value of having apprenticeships and journeymen that know what they're doing, that can do the projects correctly, and can train our workforce that then stays here and has good professions that move them up into the middle class. We were looking at some ways to try to include the JC, the CTE Foundation, yeah, other training programs as well. We ended up not being able to get there on the skilled and trained requirement portion of our discussion.
Yeah, so that's too bad, because that would have been a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of people. But clearly, it sounds like this effort, this part of the effort, is as far as the labor force goes, is twofold in terms of making sure that the people who are working on these housing projects make a decent wage, and also that hopefully many of them will be coming from Sonoma County itself.
Yeah, we did slip in a local hire provision as well, where preference will go to folks who live in Sonoma County, second preference to those that are in the surrounding counties that are adjacent, and then opening it up from there on out. We do know we are not at a place where we can turn away workforce, yeah, so making sure that we utilize all of our trained and skilled workforce first and foremost is going to be important. But I don't want us to lose sight, Pat, on what we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is create housing and do something that's good for this community. And so even though we had this contentious meeting last night, we had a contentious meeting 2 weeks ago when we put this on the ballot, now we are moving forward. Now we need to make sure that everybody gets on board so that we can actually do what Sonoma County has not been able to do in a long time. That's provide workforce housing.
Workforce housing, yeah, that's the lifeline and the artery of what happens in any community, taking care of those folks right there. Who will be in charge of, you know, let's say that the housing bond passes, and many of us hope it does, and from that point on, who will be the oversight people in terms of taking that money? And it's, by the way, $29 for every $100,000 of assessed value in your home. So figure that out for yourself. Depending on what your house is worth, that's what you would pay. Who is in charge of this project moving forward in terms of, you know, the timeline and also who gets the housing?
Yeah, the oversight will be done by the Santa Rosa's Housing Trust, which does projects already utilizing what's called our in lieu fees and other funding sources throughout Santa Rosa. It is local community members that will have the oversight on the dollars.
Very good. And, you know, that's, of course, going to be closely watched, I'm sure, by the city council and several other people and agencies in Sonoma County as well. Okay, so how do you sell this thing between now and November?
Yeah, I think, Pat, people feel the need every single day. I think renters who see their rents going up understand that we're in a housing crisis. And I think that when you look at the significant portions of our community that are trying to rebuild and understanding that this is going to be added assistance to them, we can't allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good, and we need to move forward. And I'll be out there hitting the pavement, talking to folks about what the bond looks like and what benefit it will bring to our community to be able to have our workforce afford to live here. And hopefully come November, 2/3 of voters will agree.
How many houses does $124 million buy here?
I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it'll subsidize about 2,000 affordable units.
About 2,000 affordable units. Wow, wouldn't that be something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because as we know, it's not just the housing, but it is the fact that so many people cannot afford to live here. And so in order to keep our communities, you know, evolving, we need to retain as many of those community members as we can. And I know this is a big effort to do it. So it's a big decision moving forward to November. And I have a feeling that you're probably not going to be the only one out pounding the pavement between now and then.
No, I think there's going to be a really big push, Pat, and particularly in Sonoma County, where a lot of the industry that floats our economy is reliant on workers who are low wage or minimum wage workers. There's two options: pay people more so they can live here, or accept traffic as people drive into the county. And if those are your two options, I think people will be willing to support housing.
Yeah, I think so, too. There are lots of good reasons to do it. Let me drop another subject on you, and I know you talked about this last night, too. The Senior Center in Bennett Valley. And we know that the building is old there, and there are, as I understand it, about 100 people who utilize that center every day. You're going to close that down?
Yeah, we had to make the difficult decision last night, Pat, that we are going to consolidate services from the senior center into the Finley Community Center, into the Persons Wing, to make sure that they still had access to the same programming and their friends if they'd like to that are there. But unfortunately, the cost of running the Bennett Valley Senior Center was starting to exceed the value that we get as a community. There's a roof that needs about a $300,000 fix to it. And it's difficult in these challenging budget times to justify making that level of an investment in a building that only sees 99 people a month.
Yeah.
So it's really unfortunate. I know the folks that go there love the center, have supported it for a really long time, and I hope that they will find community over at Finley as well. But the council had to make the decision to move forward with closing the center.
Any jobs lost in this decision?
I can't remember if there was a half-time position that will be lost through attrition, but I do know that there was additional staffing needs that were being done at the Finley Community Center as a result of their increase of traffic with seniors. They're up to about 700 a month. And so those positions will be shifted between the Findlay Community Center and elsewhere, Steele Lane. And so I don't believe anybody who has a job will be losing a job as a result.
Well, that's a good piece of news right there. And I hope there is room to grow at the Findlay Community Center because, you know, the Sonoma County population is aging. So more people are going to be in need of those particular services. So I'm glad.
And as soon as we're out of this budget crunch and start to look and evaluate what our critical services are around the city, we will have to have a conversation about some form of a senior center on the east side as well. Many seniors, as you know, Pat, will not travel on the freeways. They're not interested in it, and in particular at nighttime. And so how do we create a diversity of services? Just right now, we know that this senior center at Bennett Valley has too much work to go into the building, and we can't do it right now.
All right. Well, it's a start, and those services are available to seniors. Just going to take a little longer to get there. Chris, a big day for the Santa Rosa City Council, and much more discussion to come on the housing bond issue. Thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely. You have a good one, Pat.